Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back.
Back.
Damn, it took like 1,000 years, baby.
But like it did take 2.5 months, probably.
2.5 months.
Now, why is that?
I blame you.
You blame me for what fucking for? I keep fucking saying, do the podcast.
Yeah, you say to do it on like a Wednesday night. Bitch, I got work. And bitch.
Bitch,
why not Friday? See, we're doing
and I
Friday
said
night.
I was doing Friday. Yeah, I can't go on Friday.
It's not Saturday. Okay, technically it's Saturday.
No shit. But your ass over here is like, I can't do it. I can't do Fridays or Saturdays. I can't do this and do that.
Work, man.
Bullshit, when the things you don't have off, you're just like, yeah, man.
I'm trying to enjoy myself, man.
And with playing Rock Band,
yeah,
naked, and fucking the cat.
Pre-bowling.
That's disgusting. Hey. I don't want to picture that.
I'm going to start with you, Frank. How's your life been for 2.5 months?
What?
Been better. I'll say that.
It's been better.
I got we got Mango White Claw here,
sorry.
So we're good. This is sponsored by White Claw Mango.
Oh, great. Now we'll be able to be copyrighted.
I wish they would send us a fucking care package.
Yo, just imagine.
Send us like a 20 pack of these.
Yeah, then my fridge.
Every episode we do.
Then my fridge is going to be raided. Be like, Frank, there's no room for more White Claws. I'm like, I need shit for my stuff. Like, nah, fuck you. Get a second fridge.
Podcast would be like 3 hours long of us just cracking open the White Claws.
Drinking claws, man.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, to answer your question, life is good, man. Had my 26th birthday. Yeah, I know. I'm fucking, getting old over here. Old for it.
26.
Just imagine, like, in the future, be like, you know what? Let's hear the old podcast. And all of a sudden, I'm 26. I'm like 46 in the future. I'm like, damn. I'm an old fart then. I'm an old fart now.
If we start this even earlier.
Oh,
like, in, like,
my
high
God.
School.
Did we thought about that, didn't we?
Yeah, I've been thinking about a podcast.
Yeah, Phil's been thinking about it for a while.
I've been thinking it for a very long time, and then I was just like...
Then we finally just did it. We may not be that consistent with it, but...
Hey, life gets in the way for me. It's like, you know, more training, got into judo, got my yellow belt. But, as soon as I got that, I'm going to keep on going. Hopefully in years I won't be in a wheelchair, be a black belt in certain things, and hopefully I'll live life. So, but school's good. How's school with you?
Almost done.
Yeah, dude, I love school, man.
Almost done.
School of Walgreens is great.
How many more months?
Two?
Well, two for this semester, and then I'm going to say five. 5 months. And
five
then
months?
I'm done.
Six. Take it or leave it. No, actually,
seven months.
7 months.
Seven?
Yeah, because it's October. Two. It's December, and then May. Two plus five is...
Okay.
No, I'm trying to do that.
Dude, my man could not... He was like,
And you say, I'm fucking bad at math? Well, this kid over here is like...
I'm the greatest at math.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know about that.
I was
that.
A mathematician in fucking high school, bro.
No, you weren't.
I was one of the mathletes. I got invited for the mathletes, I think. Probably not, but...
Weren't you in, like... algebra for the longest time?
No, that was Mike.
Oh, yeah.
No, was it Mike or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
Mike
was. Mike was.
Mike, we're sorry to roast you, but 2 years was pretty long, man.
And then at least it's not like Paul Villafranco. Who
oh no, we
don't. Last month he went from. Ooh. He went from. No, he knows this. He doesn't care. He went from being a freshman all the way up to a senior.
That's true, yeah.
Dude, he was the freshman for so long. I don't get how kids do that, man. Jesus. Stay in school. That's all I gotta tell you. Yeah.
Get your education in. Knowledge is power, baby.
As a wise man once said, get your edumacation in. That's what somebody...
Education.
No,
okay.
It's edumacation.
You're an edumacation.
Nah, somebody used to call it that. I'm not going to say his name, but... We'll call him,
It.
Tyler. We'll call him that.
Tyler Newberg?
No, no.
Wow, what a scumbag.
It's Kyle.
Call him Kyle with the fucking Monster Energy, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What about you, man?
How's life been with you? Anything new with you?
I can't complain, man. You know, working, fucking, chilling.
You
still look like you're about to work right now.
Hey, man. I got my my Walgreens shirt on,
you're
man.
You about to do a 9 to 5 right now?
Doing 9
Are you
going to
charge me a nickel? Where's my discount, bitch?
Bitch, I ain't giving you a discount. I only give discounts to little bitches. I don't know why I said that.
So why are you giving a discount to your mom?
Yeah. Ooh. I love to give my discount.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't give my discount, man. You gotta really know me. You gotta answer the 20 facts about me.
What are you doing with
my
pillow?
I'm just... Dude, I don't know. My butt crack's hanging out.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Let me take
my pillow
back.
What do you mean it's disgusting?
Why is it so warm?
I don't know.
Warm because you know what you've been doing with it.
No, but honestly, life's been all right, you know? Learning the ropes, having a good time. Went to Boston. That was pretty dope.
Oh, yo, let's talk Boston about that. Fun, what, so what was the idea of going up to Boston?
Yeah, we went to fucking see the Red Sox. We got
with
this
who?
Fucking Duncan.
Duncan Byrne?
Yeah, man.
D-Money, baby.
D-Money. Shouts, D-Money, man.
I wish he was here, but that fucking doesn't want to do it.
Nah, that's my fault. I said we might do what? Something tonight.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck yeah.
You are such...
Dude, you literally... Dude, I texted Phil. I was like, yo, are we doing anything around like 8 o'clock? Because I went to lunch so late today because freaking the guy I was working with forgot I had a lunch. I was like, fuck.
Wow, he's like, man, this
no, first... we forgot a feed. He thought I had a 15 because
you... you missed a lunch.
I'll take my 15s around like 7:30 usually. And fucking he's like, oh, 7:30. I'm like, yo, I get a half today. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, he's already doing the garbage. I'm like, whatever, finish the garbages. Just took a while. I did the garbage yesterday.
Bobby's like, wow, the kid missed his first lunch. I can see him losing weight. Went down a pant size.
No, but anyway, fucking Boston was fun. We a couple mishaps on the way.
I gotta know about
this. Fucking no.
I didn't even talk to you guys about the hotel. I talked to Frank about it.
Oh, the
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Yeah. All right, so we got Airbnb. We're driving to Boston. We get off the ferry. Fucking, we're getting into the city. We keep going to the city. We're like, okay, we're going to be close. You know, we're getting there. Get deeper and deeper. We see a bunch of homeless people in a line. Fucking, it looked like fucking Compton. Maybe not like Compton, but it looked pretty bad. Kept getting worse and worse, man. We keep driving deeper and deeper. Duncan's like, yo, if we see a Mercedes Benz, we're fine. we saw two of them, so we're like, okay,
so you're in the perfect
we're good, we're safe, we're safe. Going deeper, and we keep going deep, man. We keep going.
That's what she said.
And fucking, we end up getting this little house. Fucking go. At first, we thought it was a two bedroom. No,
that was a lie.
No, that was a lie. It was a one bedroom, one bed. I had to sleep my ass on the floor, but you know, Duncan hit me back. We went to see it. That was a great movie. We'll get to that later. But we get to the Airbnb. The guy's like, guy's cool. He's a little odd, but not crazy. You know,
was he gay?
Like, no, he was just he was like he kind of looked like hippie a little bit.
Was he like?
But
an
he was cool.
Homosexual?
No, he was not gay.
Indoor
you know?
Homosexual.
But
never heard that.
We go downstairs. We see a bunch of flies, man. And, oh no! You know what was worse? This fucking stairway. It was like tilted. It was one of those like, weird ones. You ever go to Nick's fucking basement? You know how his stairs are?
Yeah, the stairs like, yeah. whoa, like going into his room? Or
going up.
Oh, yeah, the spiral bullshit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
And freaking, we go down there. There's only one bedroom. Oh, no, as I said, there's one bedroom. But there's a door between the bathroom and the bedroom. So there's no bathroom door, technically. That was horrible.
He could just open and be like, surprise.
There's no shampoo or anything for the bathroom, nothing, and we didn't buy any of this shit because we don't really like, dude. You know, we paid like $200. We don't
each?
Get it. No, together.
Oh, I was about
we paid $90 each.
If you would have had a $400 Airbnb,
yeah, that
would have
been bad.
More than one.
No, we almost we were so close to getting a hotel, but we're like, you know, we want to be able to get drinks and shit. And then
you can get
we did not find out that freaking Boston is a fucking... Or Massachusetts is a dry state. You know what?
I didn't even know
that.
No.
At least the Boston area. The Boston area is a dry state.
Not really, because
it's dry. Dude, we went there. There's a liquor store. That's it. We went to 7-Eleven. No beer. Walgreens, no beer. CVS, no beer. Speedway, no beer.
Yeah, because weren't you by the stadium?
We were by Boston University a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because they took...
But we got farther out. We got like 10, 15 minutes away from it, you know?
Yeah, but, the last time I was, like, around that area, when I was in Franklin, Massachusetts,
yeah.
Like, I can get alcohol. Yeah, two shits. Massive two shits. You hear me? Two shits.
I don't want to say anything.
Come on, we're farting, man. Ah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's not a pretty side.
What are you talking about, bitch?
I can't wait to get you fucking fit. Like
get me thick.
Oh,
get me
thicker.
Thick. I can't. Yo, if that is the day, you know, his fucking calves are going to be fucking humongous.
Dude, do you know how a bit of a fucking monster he could be?
I could be Bradley Martin times, too.
Alright, so. I don't know about that.
Kobe, man.
Yo, oh. Just imagine, like, you know how, like, you see, like, pictures, like, oh, wow, that guy is so fit, he's so muscular.
Yeah.
Like, he get all the chicks. He's like, he's gonna get all the gay guys. Like, hey.
Hey, I'm getting something, man. It's something, that, man. That's something know? Not hey, to be proud I'm not proud of it. But, hey. Hey, like I only
said, I don't care what you do.
That's all I'm saying, man. You know, hey, I'm waking up to somebody next to my bed. Maybe it's a dude, but maybe it's Monty. Shout out to Monty, man. Shout out to fucking
for Monty.
Just for Monty, man. Best safety in fucking Liberty
Island. Liberty Nation's gonna miss him, but
yeah, Tigers. Just, always remember, he's not fucking gay. Okay.
Nope. Okay, man. Hey, man, go on with your story about Franklin, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, around that area, I can get fucking alcohol within, like, 3 fucking miles.
Dude, we fucking couldn't and I get
was
any,
like,
man.
I was like half hour, 40 minutes away from, the fuck is that? The Patriots fucking stadium.
Gillette?
Yeah, Gillette Stadium.
Oh, I went to Gillette, too. We'll talk about that after.
Oh,
Gillette was
amazing,
dude. But,
oh,
alright, so,
fucking shit.
We end up finding out that we have to go to a liquor store. So we go there, pick up some Coronas, get some claws, you know? Ain't no laws when you drink claw, but.
Ain't no laws.
But that was fun,
you
man.
You cover your holes?
That was some fun shit.
The white claws.
Oh. Oh.
Sorry, guys. Hey, I kind of farted in my,
He fucking, he queefed.
Yeah. Okay. Big queef.
Oh, dude, don't spray my cock. I know it's fucking nice, but.
Not really.
All right. So anyway, we're gonna get back to the story. We get to the stadium, man. Beautiful. We had decent seats. We sat pretty high. It sucked because we got there. Cause dude, there's barely any rain there, and they fucking delayed it for like a half hour of the game.
Why?
Because I guess Boston doesn't get fucking rain or something. Dude, that was stupid.
No, I think it's just like safety protocol. Yeah,
but bullshit.
They have to go through.
Still,
it's weird.
Anyway. We're getting beers and stuff. We get our beer. We drink one beer just standing up. We're like, let's get another one. We sit down. Freaking drinking, man. Having a great time. We see Mookie Betts hit 2 home runs. That was pretty cool. Duncan called one of them. I'll give him that. He called the first one. He's like, Mookie Betts' first home run. He does it. I'm like, wow.
I mean, Duncan's bringing like pretty good calling
that's
shit.
That's one thing I can say about Duncan. He is good when it comes to like, fucking at bats at home runs,
or sports as wise, like
yeah.
Like that time with the Giants versus the Bucks.
He called the Bucks beating losing. He did.
And he said like, "Oh, the Bucks are gonna lose. They're gonna miss the kick." And guess what? Fucking happened.
They missed
fucking
the kick.
Gay missed a goddamn fucking field goal.
This man dropped. Oh, and yeah, we'll talk about something else in a second. But let me just try to finish up my Boston experience. So we saw the game. Red Sox won. That was great. Next day, get some McDonald's breakfast. Fucking. Pretty dope. You know, they had... I didn't realize they sell steak sandwiches in the morning. They have, like, steak, egg, and cheeses.
That's
that.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That was dope.
Virginia and does it.
Do you know what was crazy, too? They had a fucking security guard at the... They had... And, like, they're calling the numbers, and they're fucking... It's like this Nigerian security guard. He's like, 347? 347? Dude, this guy was kind of scary looking, man. But we saw some drug deals, man. It was good time. But then we still had a lot of time until our ferry came. So Duncan's like, you know, let's go to fucking Gillette. Go to Gillette. That was great, man. That was great. I got some bullshit from one of my coworkers trying to tell me, oh, yeah, can you come in? I'm like, I'm in Gillette. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
They're like, get on my line.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. I'm like, come on. You know I'm going away. Get the fuck out of here. But we go to Gillette. We walk around there, man. Take some pictures. Great, man. It was a great view. Great time. Go to the store. Bought a pin. Bought a couple other things, man. It's fucking great, man.
Did you get a prostitute?
Nah, we didn't go that far. Nah.
It would have been there three beers after.
Yeah, dude, if we would have bought, like, one more six-pack, might happen.
Definitely going to, like, some fucking neon strip club.
Oh, God. We're still going to feel like we're still going to hook you up.
We're
gonna take it to a strip club and oh,
go
yeah,
to the Oasis, baby.
What were we supposed to do then?
We were gonna, but I got my dumb ass didn't fucking renew my license, so we'll do that soon.
Strip club is gonna be for whoever gets married.
Yo, that's a really good idea. I think
first,
it might
man.
Be Mike.
Yeah, I think Mike too.
I'm not
man.
Saying anything,
but you know we're not gonna jinx it.
I don't want to say anything because you never know.
It's true, man.
Phil, hey, I thought you and I were getting fucking married. What the fuck is going on here, bro? That's
the amount of couples, man. Nobody. I'm pretty sure our the class couple fucking aren't dating anymore.
Who's our class couple?
Fucking Mike Harris and Zelkra.
That was our class
couple? Yeah, that was our class couple. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Fucking in our class couple. Yeah.
Alright, so what was the names again?
Mike Harris and Zocra, you don't know them.
No, I know the last, are. The like the second person, the like the name like it sounded like a boy's name or something.
Oh no, or Zoe. I don't.
Oh, Zoe.
Was really, our class couple?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
You know who I saw today at the mall?
Oh,
Lintel.
Lintel. Oh,
dude, he
shit.
Was huge.
Is he like, still like tall as hell?
Yeah, I was just walking by and I look at shit. T-Mobile and I'm like, wait a minute, I see this kid and dude, this kid's huge.
Damn. Like tall wise?
Yeah, like he's at least like 6'5", 6'6", and I'm like, holy
god!
You know, it's like that meme, like the gym meme. It's just like when you're like 6'3", like God bless you, the amazing genes. 6'4" is like, all right, people might make fun of you. 6'5", are you a monster? 6'6", the fuck is going on?
Dude, I would love to be 6'6".
I'd like to be 6'5".
6'6".
I'm gonna be 7'1", man. No, I want to be tall as hell. Just
be like
prison,
just like 7'3".
Now it'd be Taco Four, 7'11", man.
If you were like, if you
really couldn't give him that inch,
dude. I know. Come
so
on,
he could be
man.
Considered eight, almost.
He might be 7'10", honestly, but still, he's there's fucking tall
dude,
as hell, bro.
His arm length is like,
dude. Seeing him play it, like, dude,
did you
just,
see the?
Yeah.
Did you see any of the preseason games?
Dude, he's crazy.
Dude, they
just
unfair.
Don't even.
It's so unfair.
Oh man,
I feel like they should make the basketball court. Like, the hoops, they should make it them bigger and taller.
Why is that?
Because the way they're dunking... Have you seen the dunks?
Of what?
In basketball.
Well, just, like, professional or college?
Yeah, professional. So easy.
No.
Dude, Giannis can... He doesn't even have to jump.
No, they do.
Zion jumps just because it makes it, like, cooler.
Wait,
makes
wait,
it fucking
hold up,
more,
hold
like, electric.
This. How tall is the fucking... From the ground to the hoop?
Probably...
Nine? No.
Eight and a half, 9 feet?
I think it's more... I think it's 9 feet.
Yeah, probably 9.5, maybe.
Really?
Like, yes. For like we could dunk that, but it's just, it'd be harder, but...
I can't. My vertical is like fucking
you
10
inches. LeBron James, who was 6'8". You know how easy that is for him to jump up?
Yeah, it's like right there.
Like, Porzingis is 7'3". Fucking, I'm like, nigga, what?
Man, Taco Fall just go, boop.
Taco Fall doesn't even jump. They said, yo,
he looks
his...
like, dude, he looks like Hannibal Buress, though, honestly.
He looks like that My Creator play. I just...
Oh, my God. It was funny, speaking of that, it's like that UFC fighter, Ben Askren. When he first got into UFC, everyone's like, man, this motherfucker looks like I just created a character in UFC.
He looks like some highest creative.
By the way, Ben Askren, you're fucking amazing. If you ever hear this, which I... Hope.
You could choke.
Did you see my reaction when I was sitting there?
Dude,
I was literally, I was just about to bite into a nacho. I'm getting ready. I got, and then I look up and I just see, I go,
knocked out.
And he just
like,
got hit. I was like,
well, that sucked.
I'm like, am I alive?
Speaking of UFC, Israel, man, that was amazing.
Big one,
amazing
for him,
fucking fight.
I didn't watch it. I've been kind of not keeping track of UFC.
Yeah,
it's
not
fucking football season, man. We got our own league, guys. We have a league.
Fantasy league, man.
It's pretty crazy, man. Two people here, 3-2. One's 2-3. Take a wild guess, guys. I'll give you 10 seconds.
We got someone who's 1-4 as well.
We got someone who's
1-4. I mean, you get well. It's his dumbass mistake for like that pick.
This man drafted Sam Darnold first pick with his draft. You know, it's okay.
I get it. Going for like,
but
I don't know.
What was this like?
Yeah, questionable.
What was after Sam Darnold?
OBJ.
I thought it was AB.
Oh, AB. AB. That's
AB.
That's L, man.
AB. Oh yeah.
Antonio Brown. He ain't ever gonna play in the NFL again, man.
No,
that man's done.
Trash
that man's
ass
fucking
motherfucker.
Done.
If you hear me, I'll fuck you up, trash ass.
That man
dude,
needs help.
That he got OBJ and Le'Veon.
Yep.
But when he said, I'm picking Sam Darnold right now, I was like,
you're kidding?
I was like, you're wasting your first
but
round.
But your boy right here, Michael Omotio Jr., is the greatest right now. He just got 195 points last week.
Wow.
I'm cruising to the playoffs, man. I'm doing great. The only thing that could happen right now is all my players get hurt.
Which is quite
could
a possibility.
Happen.
And you're going to
I might be a little
season,
bit cocky right now,
can't,
but, you know.
I'm just not saying anything, man.
Yeah.
Unless I win.
I'm just typing.
That seems pretty good, man. This boy Frank trying to
let me fucking
get my trade in.
Let me,
he's trying to trade this shit out
of
me. Oh, really?
You
want
to talk about trades, mister? I have Davante Adams and you want Juju Smith. And I'm like,
what do you mean?
You had Juju Smith.
You said I wanted him. No, I wanted Davante.
I should have went
with
the deal.
You should have done it, man. Now he wants fucking Michael Thomas. Get the fuck out of here.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is my guy, man.
I ordered your backup receiver for Rock Band Drums. One of my guys that you can, whatever you decide, I could go with.
So you would have done Pat Mahomes for him?
That might, possibility, yeah.
No way.
I got Lamar Jackson. That's a win-win.
But, dude, you would trade away Pat Mahomes for Michael Thomas?
First of all, I drafted him first, and you said, like, well, that's such a waste of a pick. You don't know what you're going to do. You didn't say that.
Well, I mean, you are 2-3 right now.
Okay, because the first week... Let me say this. The first week of fantasy football, two of my players got hurt, which is Tariq Hill and Mixon. Mixon got pulled out of the game because, oh, my ankle, and Hill got fucked up on his shoulder.
I don't know why you picked up Mixon.
Mixon the bum, man.
I didn't have anyone
because the other person I was thinking about, Eckler. But, like, Eckler is a rookie, so I'm like, I'm thinking about him, but I was like, I'll go with Mixon because they said Mixon, it will be like, oh, with the beginning of the season because I read him.
I never listen to ESPN.
Nah, you can't listen to those shit, man.
Not only with ESPN, but CBS said it.
CBS is even worse, man.
CBS.
I've never even tried CBS.
CBS fantasy football is trash. It's the scoring. But anyways, my top players, some of them just shit the bed. And then also I'm winning. I'm like, okay. Then when I go against Duncan, who is undefeated against the Basiles, which is
He's 0-2 against everybody else besides Mike and Frank Basile. That's all I'm saying, man.
That's bullshit. Any luck that goes through, my players are like, what is football? I give up. But I feel like for me, by the midway of the season and at the end, it's going to be a really good turnout. So,
but boys, man, all I got to say is freaking the Patriots defense is a lifesaver.
Oh, my God. 28 points against the Giants.
They have the 8th most points in fantasy. More points than any wide receiver this season. That's what they said.
That's fucking...
It's insane.
Jesus Christ.
Insane.
Speaking of the Patriots, them and the 49ers are undefeated. How you feel about Jimmy G, Phil?
I'm loving it, man.
I'm loving him. Everybody's talking shit about the 49ers. They're like, oh, they're getting lucky. Dude... Let them enjoy their fucking fame right now, man.
You know how hard they've been working?
Yeah, they've been
doing
great. Their defense has been... Dude, Nick Bosa being healthy right now, that's big for them. That's big. He's a fucking beast. Sherman has 2-3 picks this year already. You know, he's doing good.
I'm telling you, they're going to be a team that goes...
Undefeated all the way?
No.
No, I'm going to say 10-5.
Wait, is it the 49ers National or American League?
National.
National.
Is it really... What team am I thinking in that's...
AFC, the top AFC teams right now are the Patriots, Chiefs,
the West Coast wise.
Oh, freaking, you're thinking the Chargers maybe.
No, Chargers are good, dude, no.
Or Rams?
Are you talking AFC or NFC?
Oh, no, I'm talking about AFC West. It's Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos.
I thought Broncos was National and 49ers.
No. It's okay, though.
NFC, who's the best right now?
NFC? NFC for
the 49ers
what?
And the Saints are doing good even. And the Cowboys. Seahawks, dude.
So this
the Seahawks. Okay, before you go on. The NFC West, you got the Seahawks, Rams
Cardinals,
49ers. And the 49ers. That's a pretty stacked, besides the Cardinals. Cardinals suck.
Well, here's the thing. 49ers is in the lead. The Seahawks is right behind them, 4-1.
No, Seahawks should be freaking... undefeated,
like
but you know
they're gonna go far.
No, they're gonna. I think they versus the 49ers soon. They could be the ones that break their undefeated streak.
I think I might have cursed
the Patriots though, man.
7 or 8. That's when the 49ers are gonna like lose like a game or two and then just go back.
I think like for the NFC, for the East, I feel like this is gonna come down to like you know, Cowboys. Or the Giants.
Dude, the Giants are not making playoffs. Get that out of your head.
It's same as the Jets.
Yeah, dude, the Jets suck.
No, hold up. Hold up.
Sam Darnold kissed his mom before practice, got mono.
First of all, Sam Darnold kissed his 7th grader. Let's all be fair.
No, he kissed his mom. Second of all, his mom has lovely lips. I can't blame him, you know? I can't blame them.
And Patrick saying like, oh, the Giants are going to suck ass. And guess what happened? The Jets are 0-5, baby. Best thing ever in the
world. Dude, I mean, look at who they're versing. The fucking Giants versus the Buccaneers. Fucking crab leg Jameis Winston. Freaking the crab leg killer.
Come on, man.
He fucking stole a crab leg, that freaking piece of shit. Fuck you, Jameis Winston, for listening. Uh-oh. Fuck you.
Uh-oh, someone did something.
Dude, I hate the Buccaneers, man. I hate Todd Bowles and his fucking egghead. Freaking piece of shit Jets coach, man. Fuck him.
You think that's bad? You guys couldn't win against the Bills. It was like 17-16. You guys suck.
I don't know what's up.
You know what
happened?
Dude, the Bills, they're versing the shittiest teams right now.
Still.
You know what's crazy, though? The Bills could make playoffs.
Have
you seen their schedule?
It's kind of
light.
They
versus the Broncos. They versus all these under 500 teams, man. It's so bad.
Hey, man, but they're also a team that's not really that great.
But what happened with the Jets and the Browns? 25?
Dude, you know.
23-3.
I'm telling you, the Giants would not beat the Browns. I'm telling you that right now. The Giants would not beat the Browns.
I'm pretty sure the Jets are not going to beat the Cowboys.
No shit. The Giants aren't going to beat the Cowboys either, man.
If.
I'm telling you.
If. I'm telling the world this. If Dak doesn't get 30-plus points on the Jets,
you're dropping him.
I'm telling you, he's
not.
Wow,
sounds like...
I'm telling you, he's not.
The
Jets' secondary is horrible, but they have Zeke. Well, they're just going to run with Zeke.
Well, you're going to see it.
The Jets, I've never seen a team this fucking bad. A team that just gets penalties all the time. They just don't want to fucking play. They're like, they're going to jump the gun. Like, it's like me when I fucking see a pair of tits, man. It's just jumping the gun, man. I am proud of it, but... Hey,
yeah, this fucking man is about to get sexual harassment or some shit.
I'm not getting sexual harassment.
So you're telling me in the future you're looking for a deal, huh?
Maybe.
Phil hooked me up, man. He gave me Greg Olsen. I gave him OJ Howard and Kenny Stills.
You know what they say?
They're no longer on his team right now. Let's just say that.
You know what they're saying for fantasy for this Sunday on the ESPN? Was it fucking Sports Center Fantasy Football Channel bullshit? Uh-huh. They say you should sit Greg Olsen for Sunday.
I have Mark Andrews, man. Andrews, greatest tight end in the league. I'm calling it. I don't care what anybody says. He's been a little off, but dude, he is a beast. Mark Andrews is one of the best tight ends. I'm telling you.
You want to sock him off or something?
Dude, I hate to brag so much about my team, man. I'm in love with it. You know, that's the only thing I love right now, man. Fucking.
I don't think it's going to last that long.
I just love him. I love my fantasy team, man.
I don't think it's going to last that long, but enjoy the moment. I'll give you that.
You know, I'm enjoying it.
But Mike Priscilla said, Big Mike is going to fucking plummet. He's going to tank the season.
Dude, Mike has freaking. Mike sucks. You suck, Mike. I hope you know that.
Wait. How are you going to say he sucks, but you couldn't back that up? You're just like,
I beat his ass. I beat his ass, man.
I beat your ass.
Dude, you beat my ass because freaking I benched Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin, I knew he was going to be great this year. And I have only started him one time, and that one time I started him, he got me 9 points. Every other time, he's gotten more than 20 points, and it hurts, man. It fucking hurts.
Week 4, baby.
He's been great.
Mario, 114. Frank Basile, 136.
Frank, are we going to go into the stats? Guys, just so you guys know, Frank is the only person in the league that has had 2 weeks that he has not been able to score 100 points. We have 6 teams in this league. If you don't score 100 points in a 6-team league, just get out of here. Don't even try.
How are you
going to
say...
Don't even try.
How the fuck it's my fault that some of my players I start got injured? How,
you suck
how's
at drafting,
not,
man.
No.
You suck
I drafted
drafting,
a second.
Man.
In second.
So, I mean, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. I drafted first, and I'm in first, baby. You know it.
You're going to tank. I'm going to laugh so fucking hard.
I'm just being quiet, man. It's called...
You know, he's enjoying this.
It's the calm
man.
Before the storm. Don't worry. Yeah.
Mm.
It's already 1 o'clock, shit.
You know what's funny?
Always got work in the morning.
Once
the
Caffrey comes back, and he's gonna...
You know what's funny? Speaking of fantasy, Pat has not fixed his shit yet.
No, he did. He did.
Yeah, he did.
He had Engram starting.
No, I'm saying new players and shit like that. That's what I'm...
He picked up Hockenson. He got freaking...
Which is questionable.
You see, Hockenson, man, he's good. It's just they haven't used him.
No, he's much. Pretty. He's
good.
He's like on and off.
He was. He was drafted the first tight end for a reason.
He picked up Woods. He picked up Robert Woods.
Yeah, Robert Woods. He has
O'Shaughnessy, whatever.
James O'Shaughnessy.
On
he's
the
a
Jacks,
beast, man.
He's gonna be good.
He's a beast.
I had to pick up Will Dazley.
Will Dazley's good.
A backup tight end.
Nah, the best pickup, man. I can't believe I got Russell Wilson.
OJ Howard.
OJ Howard stinks.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did at the Rays game though? He freaking caught the ball at one hand.
Oh,
and
shit.
And fucking everybody was like freaking out, and they didn't realize it was him on air at the time.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was funny.
All right, so Wednesday, October 9th, he dropped
Sammy Watkins. Yeah.
October 10th, he added Woods. In the same time, he added, obviously, Hockenson. And he dropped the Broncos defense.
Yeah, Bronk. Dude, I feel bad for the
Broncos,
man.
Defense is not that bad.
But they lost Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, he just
yeah,
tore
that sucks,
ACL.
Man.
Oh my
that kills
god,
him.
No,
that kills
did he
season.
Really?
Yeah,
that kills
out for the season.
I mean, Broncos weren't gonna do shit anyway this year, but you know.
Yeah, I left the Titans defense.
I feel bad for the Broncos for Denver, man. There's this girl I play with on Rock Band. She's fucking from Colorado, and I mean, they won their Super Bowl. Thank God, they've had a championship. Rockies won a couple years ago too, but
except for the Jets, which
dude,
is
the
nice.
Jets aren't in fucking Colorado, you fuck. Jets, I'm telling you, Super Bowl 65. Mark my words, boys. Will I be alive? I'm hoping.
No,
I'm hoping, man. But who knows?
If you're in the wheelchair, I'm just gonna push it down.
Nah,
the
dude,
stairs.
I'm not gonna be in a wheelchair, man. I'm be fucking hoverboard, baby.
The hoverboard is not gonna carry the weight.
No, I'm be dude like the hoverboard in Fortnite, man. I'm be fucking just chilling,
oh,
man.
Surfing around,
going. Shaka, bro. All right, but also, guys, the next topic today is going to be more sports because, you know, we love sports.
Not really.
Man, the Mets we're going to talk about first because we got to talk about it. 2.5
That's
months ago,
guys.
The Mets were 11 games under 500. 11 games, and they somehow
were
positive.
They,
85 wins, 84 wins. Good
who's
for them,
the, who's above? I keep forgetting his name. It's like Vaughn something.
Vaughn Miller?
No. He's the one who threw the fucking chairs at Callaway.
Oh, Van Wagenen?
Yeah. Imagine, man. Like, so after that incident, the fucking
yeah.
Callaway was
yeah,
just like, you know what? I think I could bring this team to the
yeah.
at least a 10. Did you know?
I didn't believe him, man. I didn't think
but,
we were going to do it.
But did you know if Callaway didn't make his stupid mistakes or Diaz or some pitchers threw it up, it was like they added up to like 35 or 36 games.
But if they won half of those, think about that, they would have made playoffs.
Exactly, because guess what happened? The Braves went in, they got fucking smoked out by St. Yeah. Louis.
Dude, they should.
Ten,
I can't believe they lost.
10
St. Louis.
10 runs.
That hurts.
In the first inning. You know, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's like playing PUBG or Fortnite. You die by, like, you know, the top or whatever. You're like, okay, you suspect them to, like, to win the whole thing.
And look what happened
and then,
tonight, man.
And then they fucking
Anibal
shit
Sanchez
the bed.
Threw 7 2/3 hitless until he gave up a hit.
They
and
could
they,
be...
They
could
got
be,
one-hitted.
They could be fucking...
Against Anibal Sanchez. Anibal. Anibal Sanchez.
Just imagine DeGrom doing that, like, a perfect game. In the postseason.
DeGrom's great in the playoffs, but, you know, we're probably not going to see him in the playoffs yet. You know, but They had a better season. They ended the season on a good note, but I'm telling you right now, it is going to be Nationals versus the Yankees. You guys heard it here first. Nats,
oh,
Yankees,
that's your predictions?
World Series.
All right, Phil, what's your prediction? You got Houston Astros?
No, I know. I was going to put either...
I'll go, but...
I was going to fucking have the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers.
I'm
shit to head on that one.
Astros-Yankees.
Oh, no, they're
in the same fucking division?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's
Astros-Yankees,
Nationals, Cardinals.
Like I said, like I was going to say, Astros versus the Yankees. And then on the other side, you got the Nationals versus St. Louis. For me, I'm going with
Astros
versus St. Louis.
I hate
what?
Yankees
yeah.
with a passion.
I hate the Yankees and I hate the Nationals.
I'm starting
Yankees,
to respect them, man. My boy Cody brought me to the Yankee and me and my boy Cody, Doug Gordon.
I hate Yankee
my boy
Stadium.
It's fun.
Trash fucking place.
Yeah, it's not great.
The old Yankee Stadium was fucking brilliant. The new
Never
one was just
there,
like fucking shit.
Old one,
that's
still
like was,
fucking hated it.
Yeah, still don't like
what?
The old one.
I hate the
80s. The old one
because now just, once you go on like anything on like any like Instagram post or anything, everybody's a Yankee fan.
All these fucking white girls.
Oh yeah,
I'm at a Yankee game. Aaron Judge. Jeter. Oh my god.
Fucking Derek Jeter retired. You dumb bitch.
Fucking
whore.
So, yeah. Oh man.
But yeah,
is Pujols still playing?
Yeah, he's Pujols, he might. I think he retired though this year. I think this is his last year.
All right, I
you want think so? Away. Because they're not too sure yet.
He didn't announce it yet, I think, but he might have though. I don't remember.
Huge fan of Astros, but
I mean, I'm going with them better than the Yankees. To be fair,
I hate the Nationals.
I do too. Oh, no, I hate the Nats, but dude. You're versus the Cardinals. The Cardinals fucking suck. I hate to admit it.
I don't want the Nationals. Destroyed
the Penguins last year, 4-0.
Dude, the fucking Carolina Hurricanes.
So now
4-0 the Penguins.
Penguins
suck though.
So now we're doing the hockey now.
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm trying to.
There's really not much talk about hockey.
The Islanders suck.
Dude, the Rangers. Wow, the Rangers have versed fucking Winnipeg. They versus fucking.
You versus the Canes and lost.
The Canes are 5-0.
Don't raise your voice, bitch. You fuck. I'm sorry to laugh. I'm gonna smack you upside the head until fucking Sunday.
Frank is not gonna do shit. Hope you know that. Slap my ass. Don't slap my ass like that.
Oh shit. Yo, Odin. Yeah, come down the fucking thunder, boy. Oh, let me get that armpit.
That fucking hurts so bad. Miss Man is gay. It's okay, though. It's okay. All right, so what should we talk about now, boys?
Okay, obviously, we haven't, we kind of caught up with, school.
All I got to say is with gaming.
Oh.
COD streaming.
COD's coming back.
COD?
You've been drinking?
British? COD?
Yeah. You've been drinking?
COD.
Top of the day, lads.
Top of the day.
Top of the morning, lads. Oh, if Mike was here, he would definitely do that voice with the fucking hat. European Mike.
Yeah,
now.
Dude, what is up with that hat last night, man?
Wait, he loves that hat so much.
Dude,
I love it. I'm just like...
It's okay. It ain't Jean Jacket Mike, man.
Nothing is ever going to be Jean Jacket Mike, man.
Hair Mike, man.
Dude, that was...
Long hair Mike, that was something, man.
Yeah, long haired Mike, that's
when you had that 60s. When you had that picture of Mike and I when I was in my ROTC uniform, you sent that pic, I was like, man, don't make me blow up your phone.
That's the prime Basile Bros, man.
Oh, we're still prime now, motherfucker, you know. Yahtzee! Say something stupid. Say something stupid.
I'm not saying say something stupid. Classic. I'm just gonna. I'm a spare right now, you know.
Why, Mike? Mike is gonna be a professional fighter, and I'm hopefully be in the future being a cop.
We'll see if that works out.
I'm just trying not to say anything because I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, we're not jinxing.
I tend to jinx stuff if I say like, oh yeah, you're gonna become
like hurt. Phil said I was gonna get this girl, and she ended up leaving me on red, man.
Oh, okay. Ashley.
Oof. We're not messing
with him. Oh, there he goes for the drink.
Yeah, I got Jameson over there.
Dude, we're supposed to take shots.
Nigga, I'm driving.
Maybe tomorrow.
Nigga, you don't
shake my ass.
I just said maybe
or sleeping over.
You want to bring me to work?
Fuck work. Fuck Walgreens. What have they ever done to you?
I bring the truck back in the morning. So I don't know.
You think Peter's going to be happy just to see his truck not in the driveway?
Where are you, huh? Yeah. Where is truck? He's not even care where I am. Yeah. Where is the truck? Like, Dad, what if I don't care. Where is truck?
Where's the truck?
Like, Dad, I just got abducted. I'm in Mexico. No. Where is truck? Is there scratches? Like, no, Dad, there's no scratches.
Oh, and you know, Benny, I'd be like, you show him a picture. It's like in the fucking Atlantic Ocean or some shit.
I'll be dead.
Ooh, no. Imagine Grumming's the fucking pond and like the end is like sticking at.
That'd be horrible.
not only is like a 45 degree, like a full 9. Like, what the fuck happened?
And it's not even like face front, just the front bumper. It's just me in the back with the bed just. And then.
What? Yeah, that'd be like, the fuck?
Maybe tomorrow I'm gonna see what I'm doing. And then maybe if I get out early, maybe you can call out.
I'm not calling
out. Call
I work 10 to 4 tomorrow. It's nothing. Fucking nothing, bro.
It is something.
Oh, bro, what are we doing at 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 p.m.? Maybe Xbox. That's it. We're not going to go drinking. We're not alcoholics yet. You know, we're still young.
We can do Patchogue.
What's patch up?
I don't know if I want to patch on time, though. At 10 in the morning?
Oh, well, you want to hang out at 10 in the morning, I'll say...
I'll hang out at 10 in the morning, you know.
But they're not going to let me in. They're not, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
they're not.
Dude,
they're strict.
Well, the...
With my fucking expired ID, because I'm a dumbass.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
Dude, that's how it works.
No,
it
shouldn't work at all. I will fucking fight for that.
Think about when a visa expires. It's, yeah, it might still be you, but
no,
you don't have that right.
That's fucking
different. That's you trying to stay in a country. This is you going into a bar and it's just saying you if you're 21 years old.
Look at the date of birth. That's all it is.
It should be, but... You know,
dumb
people.
I don't know. They might be able to, man.
The world.
I tried with that under 21, and it wasn't my ID, and I still got in.
Well, you think I want to go all the way out to fucking Patchogue and have them say no, and you guys say, "Oh, I'll see you in the car."
Or better, yeah, you do. What you do hours before, like, "Hi, is this the bar, like Meatball Palace place in Patchogue?" Well, yes, it is. See, my license expired. It's okay if I can just still come in, but I am 21.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, maybe.
I'm lying down that Jameson right now, though. I can't lie to you, boys.
Oh, he's going to throw up.
I'm
lying. Oh, no, I can't.
You're not throwing up my dad's truck.
I'm not going to throw up.
He's going to gut you.
I need, nah.
He's
going to
gut you?
I probably shouldn't take a shot. I got work in the morning. I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yo, as much as I want to.
He's going
to
gut
you. One shot's going to become two, then three. Then I'm not coming to the work tomorrow.
Yo, he's gonna
That's
gut...
all.
Yo,
I'm That's
yo.
All, folks.
He's, Phil's dad's gonna gut you, and he's gonna feed the whole family
Dude,
until 2025.
I could take your dad out to a nice romantic dinner, man. Me and him have the spaghetti fucking...
He's not
beauty,
Italian, you
Lady
fuck.
And the Tramp type fucking shit, man.
I'd never fucking snuff you. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you running?
I'll fucking throw the meatball in my mouth. And go, I'm...
Jesus Christ. Gonna,
what the fuck is wrong with this crackhead?
It's crackhead.
Then your dad's gonna fuck. Phil's dad's gonna leave you somewhere on the street. He's gonna leave you in Harlem.
You're in a body bag.
Yo, what happens if Phil's dad drops him off in Harlem at midnight?
Be playing with the Globetrotters, man. Go.
Be down at some fucking jazz bar.
Oh my god. So, you said about a while ago, you mentioned about streaming. How's that turning out for you?
Slow.
I mean, slow.
It's very slow.
But if you think about it, think about this podcast. Every beginning has a fucking. It's
a lot
hard.
More than streaming.
Well, again, this is how it is. Which stream compared to streaming in this, streaming you can do on your time. This we gotta figure out a way, guys, that we can talk to you guys when Phil's not home because Phil's in college. You know, it's we want to visit him, but we can't really do that at the moment.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
So, that's why we're doing this now, Columbus Day, or as people call it, Indigenous People Day.
Indigenous.
Indigenous fucking deji. Fucking comedy shorts gamer looking ass.
Have you been drinking?
I've been drinking.
Oh,
I'll
before.
Be
I don't know why the drinking reminded me of something, but what happened a couple days ago in the Riverhead local? With the four guys, whatever.
I don't know if we're
going to
talk
about
that.
I'm not trying to get involved in
that.
Let them live their lives.
Snitches get stitches and do what you got to do in there, baby.
I'm really surprised nobody's made a 6ix9ine meme about it yet. They did all about Dr. Regan, man. They're like, did you hear about Charles Regan?
Oh, I got Regan on my mind. Yo, did you hear about him? There's another lawsuit against him.
Dude.
Oh, my God. Of course there is, man.
This was like a couple of weeks ago.
My boy Regan just trying to get some pussy, man. Hey, I'm not saying it's a great thing. Don't do this, kids. Don't do this, folks. But, you know.
I think they're about to make a fundraiser.
Pay the price, man.
I just don't get it. There's a fucking strip club.
He could have.
There's hookers.
But he's married.
I saw Hustlers, man.
Listen, even if that.
In Hustlers,
hookers.
Man, all you had to do was go to a strip club. They treat you great. You pay them money. You get a good time. You know?
You might
max out your credit card there. You might do that.
Oh, my God.
You'll be the kind of guy that maxed out his credit card at a
I would,
strip
man.
Club.
Yeah, he's
fucking working
he's
minimum
gonna,
wage
gonna go
and
through,
fucking
going
no,
to
he's
gonna go to like He's going to go to the ATM and he's like, why the fuck is no money coming out?
Am I supposed to slide my credit card right here?
Like, no, your credit card is maxed out.
oh my god, then he's gonna hook us up, be like, hey guys, can you help me out here? I'm kind of a dilemma.
Be like fucking Gerald in South Park. He's like, I just bet my house at the casino. Yeah. He's like, hey, Randy, can you just help me out, man? I'll tell you, if I win it back, I'll give you back the money. He's like, you really put all your money? Yeah, bet the house. How can I tell my wife I'm not going to go home tomorrow?
But wait, here's a good question about the strip club. Who's going to pay Emodio's first lap dance?
Hands down, I'll do it.
You going to do it?
Hands down.
Wow. I got great friends, man. I got all my friends, man.
What about a while ago on your 18th birthday?
What do you mean 18th birthday?
Years ago, remember with Phil and I trying to hook you up with someone?
Trying to get me a fucking fat black hooker. I shouldn't even say black. I have nothing against Rates, man. Nothing against him. It's just, this was a girl, man, that I'm just like, okay, I get it. People, society makes you want to feel like, oh, I'm a fucking big ass dude. I got to get a big ass girl. It's not how it works, guys. You know.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I'm into.
You're telling me.
I'm into these women that
try to get a petite girl.
Dude. What I got to lose?
Her.
Her dignity.
Maybe.
And her life.
Nah, nothing, dude. I'm gonna find love one day. If it happens, it does. If it don't, you know, I still got Jill right next to me at night, every night, man.
Oh man.
Holding my neck tight, saying, "I love you, Michael." I love you.
Oof.
But yeah, and I also off got the
topic of streaming.
This comes off us. This is why you guys are gonna love us.
No, but streaming is going all right.
Yeah.
You did have that one guy when you were playing FIFA.
Yeah, he's been coming around through. He's been.
Yo, he's been what's his name?
The moderator.
Didn't it start with an H or an M?
I thought it was a B.
Baxton.
It's not Baxton. What the fuck's a Baxton?
I don't know. What the fuck is a Modio?
A great man.
A man
who has conquered all the conquistadors, man.
Oh my god.
Has fucking ravaged all of Christopher Columbus and freaking Genghis Khan. And
it's already one.
Yeah, it's 119.
All right, we'll give four more minutes and then wrap it up.
We got 14 minutes left.
Yeah, 14 minutes left.
We're going to do 14 minutes.
I'll do an oil change on you. Let's go, baby. But,
okay, we're going to get into one more topic, and that is, what should we call you guys, our fan base? What the hell should you guys be called? I wanted to say the Backyardigans.
I was just about to say that. But
you know, that's a show. A great, great kids show. You guys should check that out.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Ooh.
I didn't think about
that. I like
this one.
That. I'll like back that. To this one. That's a pretty time. Good one. I was thinking about something else. Something with the backyard, but I don't know. Backyard groupies, but that's kind of
weird. Some fucking orgy. What is this, like some Black Sabbath thing?
Some fucking Motley Crue crew, man.
Backyard hooligans.
Nah, that's that was okay.
I don't know.
I like the fucking. What was your first thing you
Chatterbox.
Said? The Chatterbox. I like the Chatterbox. That's a good one.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, I have a question about, like, you know, about the Chatterbox, though. Did anyone, like, your friends list or anyone been hitting your guys up with, like...
One of my old managers told me how he liked the show.
Really?
It was a while ago, though. But, like, honestly, I've heard some stuff, you know?
So you got a few... You got, like, what?
A couple people. Maybe one or two. You?
I have, like, one of my friends from, like, school.
I had my coworker check it out. He said it
I
was
I could
cool,
send him, like, some of my stuff. And just...
You know what's crazy? My aunt Debbie, she's, like...
She was listening to it?
Yeah, she loved it. And she spread it to her friends, and her friends loved it. And guess what? Aunt
Debbie, okay.
So we got some...
And Debbie,
got
a fan, man. Yeah, thank you.
That, dude.
But my mom loved it, my dad was, like... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we need Papa.
Oh, if we have my dad. Dude. Oh.
We might have to do that.
Yo, have my dad in there. My dad be like, the fuck do you want?
We like started off
so
with him.
Friendsgiving.
Oh.
Friendsgiving special. Fifth episode. That'll be our fifth.
Yeah, this is our fourth one. The fifth one will be our Friendsgiving. Yo, I have my mom, like everybody.
Yeah, but I don't want to wait that long for our fifth. Actually,
we could try to do one even this weekend again. One more. Yeah. We could try.
It could be possible. We'll have a schedule out. I finally got my PC, so I can. I got everything on there.
And you could start like writing on there, just figuring out more.
I have like a lot
just
of shit.
Nice, yeah. So what, you're bringing that back up though, right?
Nah, not yet. Are
you gonna keep it here for now?
There's no point.
I got you.
There's no point. Yeah, why would you bring it up there?
Well, I would also play up there and stream, but...
Yeah. Nah, I think once you get home, you'll figure out how to start streaming, like,
more quality. I already got, like, the basics down on
stream. No, but you could, like, set your own OBS up and
stream. I already did.
You did, really?
I just need to get, like, a webcam. A webcam, too. But I don't really... A lot of people say you don't really need a webcam.
No, you don't need a webcam to start, honestly.
I mean, if you want to just, like, just...
If you wanted to, you can.
It's not weird. I don't want my fucking grandma walking in the back.
Hey, Phil. Your dad comes out. Phil, what are you doing? What is a stream?
What am I on camera?
Why are you recording?
What if I see myself?
Oh, that awkward moment. It's like he's trying to turn it off. Like, no, I'm trying to stream.
I just need like more like Twitter followers because I only have you.
Do you have me on there?
I have you, Imodio, and Nick.
Pat Lennon, yeah.
And that's it. And like I'm trying to spread it out, but it's just.
Nah, we've been trying to boost it, man. You know. I've been putting it on Snapchat, but, you know, half the time I post shit on Snapchat, people look at it like, oh, this fucking guy posting about some stupid shit, him drinking or freaking eating somewhere. Good for him, you know?
I was going to say, now come think about it, something came into my idea for our fan base. Maybe if we ask, like, give us a topic to talk about and put out 2 cents.
I would love for that, man. That'd be hilarious. We hope that can happen one day.
Or like,
you know?
I want like a live call.
Yeah. Or call-ins. Jesus.
Oh my god.
Dude, if we got call-ins, like we could honestly do one on like freaking make. We should make our own Instagram page and do Instagram live one day on it.
Ooh.
We could do that.
I like that.
All right. You know what should be our first call? The house. My house. My mom picks up like, yes, dear, is there something? Hey, mom, welcome to the show. Get the fuck out of here, Frankie. Clings up like, no. Or you better
yet, dad picks it up.
What the fuck you want?
Call like, my work.
Who is this?
Dad, it's me.
Is this a telecommuter? India? Nah, we're done.
This is Rakesh.
This is Rakesh from AT&T. No, it'd be funny. If we had my dad and my mom, because my mom has really funny fucking stories. But with my dad, if we ask one, I'm like, "Yo, Dad, give us one of your best drunk moments." If you ask my dad, you guys are gonna pee yourselves.
I'm gonna have to have like 5 Jameson shots before I hear those stories.
Imagine if my dad becomes famous before we do. I'd be like, "Son of a bitch, we created a monster."
Oh, you know what? I actually had greatest thing of all time. I am jealous. I've never fucking actually tried this. No.
Blue Moon.
A fucking Long Island iced tea. Amazing.
They hit different.
Amazing, man.
Yeah, when you stand so up, good. It hits you rock bottom, baby.
So good. Went to Chili's, man. I love Chili's.
You guys drunk at Chili's?
Chili's is mad good, dude. Chili's is such an underrated place.
Oh, I know Chili's.
We had this like red hair waitress. She looked like she was in her mid 20s but had that smoker voice and shit.
Oh. It
was
pretty weird.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you've seen her before?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was nice, though. I can't have a problem with her.
You think so?
Yeah, it was cool. Hey, she served me beer, man. She was like, I see her. It's expired.
Fucking
like,
one.
What's that?
You didn't see that already? Wizard, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Speaking of which, what the fuck? I just had his name in it. The coach for the Dodgers. Is it Roberts?
Oh, Dave Roberts. Yeah, Dave Roberts.
Yeah, they say he's coming back next year.
Damn.
I'm not surprised. It would have been kind of stupid. Dude, he's brought them to the playoffs every year. I know they've lost the World Series 2 times in a row. They did. Now they're not. Now they lost.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? Is it the coach or the players?
Nah. I get it.
It's on both. It's on
I'm
both.
I'm gonna say, like, I get it. It just happens. Like, it that's how happens. Life...
Yeah.
Like, if sports was always like, oh, this guy could clutch it up, it just wouldn't be fun. It would be boring. Like,
and they versus tough teams. The Dodgers...
Like, it just happened. Like, it literally
Boston
happens.
Boston was a tough one. The Astros was even worse. They both went to set... Or no... The Astros was so tough because they went to 7 and then lost.
Yeah. Wait, hold up. Dodgers? Oh, no. I'm thinking about something else. I was thinking, like, this year? Like...
Oh, it was like a...
2 years ago? Last year?
We're going to wrap it up.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to have a schedule out. I don't know how I'm going to make it, though.
I think we should do it, like, Saturdays? I don't know.
Sundays? I'd love to do, like, fucking...
Well, because Sundays is going to be off...
2 weekend days. That would be the best.
I think Sunday's going to be off for me, because usually...
Yeah, Sundays are good for me, too.
Yeah. I'm just going to see. I'll type everything out.
Yeah, because I gotta do my homework and shit on Sundays. I gotta stop doing that to myself.
Yeah, you gotta start doing it during the week, man.
Suck my dick.
Nah, I just save it for like Friday night and like Saturday.
Friday night would be good.
Yeah.
Or Saturday.
Well, you also gotta remember I'm not here.
Yeah, you are. You're in my heart, bro. That's where it counts.
In our heart, yeah.
Home is where the heart is, baby. And that's where you are.
Hey, right, boy.
What really the fuck?
What the hell?
All right, boys and girls.
Yeah, ladies and gents.
Thank you for joining with us, listening to us, and even though it took like 1,000 years to get, but we all love you.
Hey, we're here,
guys.
Thank
you for joining.
Enjoy.
And hopefully see you next time.
Thank you. Come again.